This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on a U.S. Army vessel carrying equipment to build a pier in Gaza.
A U.S. Army vessel carrying equipment for building a temporary pier in Gaza is on its way to the Mediterranean. The efforts began just 2 days after President Joe Biden announced plans to ramp up aid deliveries by sea to the besieged enclave, where thousands of Palestinians have been going hungry. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Palestinian casualties continue to rise. In Khan Yunis, more than a dozen people were killed after an Israeli shelling.
Allahu Akbar.
Footage captured by the AP shows relatives praying for their lost loved ones outside a local hospital. The victims included women, children, and disabled people. Israel rarely comments on specific incidents during the conflict and has held Hamas responsible for civilian casualties, claiming that the militants placed themselves in crowded neighborhoods. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
No truce for Ramadan in Sudan's conflict. More from Reuters' David Doyle.
In his statement, General Yasser al-Attar cited recent military advances by the army in Omdurman, part of Sudan's wider capital. At the weekend, Sudanese army soldiers could be seen walking in Omdurman's Wad Nubari neighborhood. For much of the conflict, the army has been on the back foot, but in February claimed its first major advances as it seized parts of Omdurman. It now says it has succeeded in connecting its two main bases in the city. War between the army and the RSF erupted in April 2023, amid tensions over a plan for a transition to civilian rule. The UN says the violence has left nearly 25 million people, half of Sudan's population, needing aid.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying that Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
The pontiff's statement was interpreted by many as a call on Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican condemned the pope's remarks. Francis used the phrase, the courage of the white flag, to argue that Ukraine should be open to peace talks. A leader of one of Ukraine's Christian churches on Sunday said only the country's determined resistance to Russia's aggression had prevented a mass slaughter of civilians. The Pope's remarks came in an interview recorded last month with Swiss broadcaster RSI and partially released on Saturday. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The U.S. military has flown in forces to beef up security at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti and to evacuate non-essential personnel. The U.S. Southern Command said Sunday that the aircraft flew directly into the embassy compound, meaning that it involved helicopters. Southcom was careful to point out that no Haitians were on board the military aircraft. That seemed aimed at quashing any reports of senior government officials possibly leaving Haiti. As the gang attacks in Haiti worsen, the neighborhood around the embassy and the capital Port-au-Prince is largely controlled by gangs. Southcom statement said the United States remains focused on aiding Haitian police and arranging some kind of UN-authorized security deployment. Former U.S. President Donald Trump over the weekend doubled down on his criticism of President Joe Biden's immigration policy, with Biden cleaning up a statement he made during his State of the Union address last week. More from VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
The former president also decried Biden's immigration policies, citing the murder of nursing student Laken Riley on February 22nd. She allegedly died at the hands of a Venezuelan immigrant who entered the United States illegally. Biden, who used the word illegal during his State of the Union address to refer to Riley's alleged murderer, later apologized and Saturday defended his own immigration record.
I introduced a comprehensive plan to fix our immigration system, secure our border, provide a pathway for citizens, for dreamers and their families, farm workers, essential workers who helped us through the pandemic and are part of the fabric of our community.
Hawaii, Mississippi, Washington, and Georgia will be holding primaries on Tuesday. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Mae McNeil, VOA News.